Okay, that concludes all of the work to be performed and all of the business. But I have a few remarks if I can impose on you for a few more moments before we finish up today. I was here in Idaho during the recent eclipse. We traveled to be near Lake Alturas, near Stanley, in the zone of totality. At that spot, totality was a little less than 2 minutes. During totality, in a small lake adjacent to Alturas, I performed baptism. He might be here today. We waded out and back into the cold water beforehand, and were trying to acclimate to the temperature of the water. At our spot, the temperature dropped 20 degrees during totality. I observed as totality was approaching that it only takes about 1%, certainly no more than 3%, of the sun's exposure to give absolutely adequate light. But obscuring any significant portion of the sun affects heat at our location that day. Both of us were shivering for some time afterwards because of the water and the 20 degree temperature drop. Those who've entered faithfully into the covenant this day are going to notice some things. The Spirit of God is withdrawing from the world. Men are increasingly more angry without good cause. The hearts of men are waxing cold. There is increasing anger and resentment of Gentiles. In political terms, it's rejection of white privilege. Language of Scripture's description of the events now underway calls it the end of the times of the Gentiles. This process, with the Spirit withdrawing, will end on this continent as two prior civilizations ended, in fratricidal and genocidal warfare. For the rest of the world, it will be as in the days of Noah, in which, as that light becomes eclipsed, the coldness of men's hearts is going to result in a constant scene of violence and bloodshed. The wicked will destroy the wicked. The covenant, if it is kept, will prevent you from losing light and warmth of heart as the Spirit now steadily recedes from the world. The time will come when you will be astonished at the gulf between the light and truth you will comprehend and the darkness of mind of the world. Be charitable and patient and labor to reach others. They will judge you harshly, but nevertheless be kind to them. They're going to grow to fear you, but that's only part of how darkness responds to light. Give them no reason to fear you. The time will come for us to gather, but between now and then, be leaven, preserve the world. Be salt, preserve the world, even if it hates you. I hope for myself, when the time comes to gather, that I will have been proven faithful and to be among you. May God bless you and send to each of you a growing light and warmth. As the Spirit withdraws from the world, may it continually shine uneclipsed upon each of you to enlighten your minds and to warm your hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.